Anonymous from New York. I heard that a certain gadol in Klal Yisrael said that Jews in America should vote for George Bush for president, presumably because that gadol feels that President Bush would be the best choice for Israel. I wanted to understand the extent that one must listen to Das Torah. Does it extend into issues of politics and the like, or does it stay in the realm of halacha? Also, if someone obligated to vote for a leader who they feel will support Israel the most, if there are other issues such as taxes, health care that impact me, would it be mutter to put those issues above Israel? Thank you. Anonymous from New York. Okay, the truth is that one must listen to Das Torah in every area because every area is halacha. And if you go to ask a shaila and the person tells you that this is the halachic answer and this is what you must do, then you must do it. If he tells you that this is what his advice is, but he doesn't tell you that you have to necessarily listen to that, then you have the right to listen to it or not listen to it. The gadol will take everything into consideration, not just how it will affect Israel, but how it will affect Jews in general. And if the other issues, as taxes, health care, and so on, outweigh the benefit to Israel, or vice versa, that would be the psak. Is, in fact, the election of this leader going to make such a difference, or is it going to just be something that is a potential, possible, but one way or the other is not going to make all the difference in what happens in Eretz Israel, or what happens with other issues? In that case, one can weigh the issues and see where the benefit or detriment is more real or more realistic to be an issue, and where it's less realistic to be an issue. So if you go to ask an Eitzah from someone, he'll give you guidance, taking everything into consideration. But most certainly, Israel is not the only issue, and if a gadol paskens that this is what must be done, then you have to follow his psak. If you follow that gadol or went to him with the question, and if he just gives it as good advice, but tells you that, or tells the people that he's saying it, are not bound by what he's saying, then there's no halachic imperative to follow that advice.